And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're taking up our study here in 2 Peter chapter 3, a departure from our normal studies in that we're taking this series of broadcasts and taking a look at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this world, asking three questions to those that hear our broadcast. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? The signs of the times are at hand. And the Lord Jesus says about the fig tree that things, when you see certain things happen with the fig tree, you can know that it's growing, that fruit is coming on, that it's ready to eat and such as that. And by signs of the times, it can be known that the return of the Lord Jesus is near. We're not looking to set a date, not looking to set a time. That's the Lord's business. But we are looking to warn sinners here in Logan County, Kentucky and beyond that Jesus is coming and sinners need to be ready. It is a wicked day. And you look at the wickedness and the things, the turmoil that are at hand across the world. And certainly the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is nearer than it ever has been before. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we're dealing with scoffers right off the bat. There are those that are going to scoff. There are those that are going to deny. And understand, if you're one of those people, do you realize that the Lord Jesus in His Word has already told that about you? He's told if you're a scoffer of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and His judgment of this world, His judgment of these perditious, ungodly men, that the Lord Jesus is already one step ahead of you. He knew that you would be a scoffer, and He knows that you are a scoffer now. Oh, we warn you, sinner, turn from your wickedness and turn from your doubtful, ungodly, wicked way and turn into Christ. You need Him as Savior. He's your Creator. He's your Judge. He's the only hope that you have to escape the eternal damnation of hell in the lake of fire. You're a sinner. And you need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is the Savior in this world. We left off last time here in verse number 8, speaking about a misquoted verse, a couple misquoted and misapplied verses. God Almighty is not upset about time like you and I are. We are so impatient, and we have we are constrained by time and are found here in the midst of time. But you know what? One day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is one day. Men are doubtful about the return of the Lord, but you know what? Jesus isn't in a hurry. They say here, since our fathers fell asleep, since daddy and granddaddy and great granddaddy and great great granddaddy died, everything's been the same. We have this idea that if a thing hasn't happened in the generations, in 6 or 10 generations, then it's just not going to be. Listen, sinner, the Lord's not upset about time. He's not worried about time. He's not subject to time. That's you and me. And we need to be patient. and understanding that the Lord Jesus is indeed coming back. It says in verse number 9 that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Understand, if the Lord has promised it, it will come to pass. And he has promised that this world is kept in store by the world of God, by the word of God, and it is reserved unto the destruction of by fire. The Lord created this world by his word. He destroyed this world by flood, by water, some 4,500 years ago. And then he is keeping this world right now in store and will destroy it by fire in the end. Are you ready for that judgment of the Lord? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. But is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord is biding time and giving time for his people to be saved, for sinners to be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, the scripture says. And it says here that all should come to repentance. Understand, not every person is going to be saved. Why? Why are they not going to be saved? Because they reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a reason sinners are not saved. They don't repent and they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The sinner that rejects the Lord has no place to blame anything on God. God has given his son. God has sent the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has sent his people and his churches to proclaim his word. And sinners are responsible to repent and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this waiting that's at hand, this time that's passing at his hand, these scoffers look on and said, everything's been the same since great granddaddy was alive and died. It's been this way ever since the beginning. Nothing different's going to happen. Understand that there is a time coming. The Lord's not in a hurry. And the time that he is giving is a time of long suffering that his people would be saved. Verse number 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, Peter writes, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. The Lord is going to burn this old place up. And there are brethren that I know and fellows that I know that believe that just the surface of the earth is going to be burned up, and then the Lord will make a new earth out of that. I believe that what it says here, and by these words that are at hand, the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. There's going to be a great noise when the Lord burns up all the atmosphere and everything. I believe everything in space, everything that's been tainted by man, the Lord is going to burn up, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Oh, we are so fearful, and rightfully so, of a nuclear disaster, and they are terrible indeed. But when the Lord burns up this old world, everything is going to be burned up. Everything. High temperature alloys and metals and refractory materials that are used in furnaces and manufacture and such as that. Everything will be burned up. They will melt with a fervent heat. The Lord will destroy it all. And the Lord is not bound by the laws of thermodynamics. He's made them for us, but he will take and destroy all things that he might bring in a new heaven and a new earth. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Sinner, are you ready for that? Are you ready for this destruction of this old world? Maybe you put your stake in your stuff and in your place and in your wealth. Maybe you put your stake in your ability and the things that you do, the works that you do. Maybe you put your stake in everything in this old world. It's all going to be burned up. They're the only thing that'll last eternally is those things that are laid up in heaven. Treasure laid up in heaven. And it starts with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 11, he speaks to the saints, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, everything that we see here, as he says here in verse 7, but the heavens and earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness. A great warning here to the people of God, to we who are saved, seeing that this is going to be destroyed in this way. Oh, it's going to be worse than a house fire. It's going to be worse than a city fire. It's going to be worse than some of the terrible explosions that have taken place in cities and where people, numbers of people have lived. It's going to be worse than that. The Lord is going to destroy this whole earth, seeing then that these things shall be dissolved. We who are the children of God, our conversation, our manner of life, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation? And that word conversation is not just talking about our speech, but our thinking, our saying, and our doing, and godliness. We should be obedient to the Lord. We should live in a godly and holy way. Oh, we're in a great strait to do so. And the Lord will help us in this conflict that we have with this old man and this new man. But seeing this great and terrible judgment of the Lord upon the wicked, oh, it should inspire we who are saved to live for our Lord, to live for Him and honor Him and be a good witness for Him. Not only that, in verse 12, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. Hastening, or this word looking for and hasting, we desire it to be. We want it to come. We want this to be the day of the Lord. I look forward to the day of the Lord, not for the sake of the destruction, although that will be, and it'll be righteous and it'll be holy and pure, and the Lord dealing with sin ultimately in the end, but for the Lord to rise up and for Him to take power and for Him to be the King and the holy, most holy potentate as He is. He's the one that's above all. For Him to rule and reign, it'll be a glorious day and a glorious and wonderful and glorious things. We should live holy. We should be looking for and hasting unto that time, looking for the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire, verse 12, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. We're to look forward. We're to desire that the Lord do away with sin completely. We be given our new bodies that are impervious to sin, that have no that sin will have no advantage over whatsoever. Looking for that coming of the day of the Lord. That's the way any child of God whose heart is right should be desirous that the Lord would bring these things to pass. Oh, Brother Jim, I'm afraid. These terrible things scare me. They frighten me. Listen, oh, they are terrible indeed. And it's a great manifestation of the great power and work of God. It is that we are to reverence our Lord and to fear Him in that way. But understand, these things, this judgment is not meant for us. It says in the scriptures that our works are to be tried with fire, and those things that are made out of gold and silver and precious stones, they will endure. Everything that we've built with wood, hay, and stubble, it indeed will be burned up. We are given a body, and by Christ and His great salvation upon us, we are given a body and we are given a presence. We are given a life that will endure this refining of the Lord, this judgment of the Lord. We are able to stand before Him. Remember, Hebrews tells us that our God is a consuming fire. And for us to be saved, part of being saved in that glorified body is that the Lord being a consuming fire of all that is wicked and sinful, by the grace and salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be able to stand before God because of what God has done for us. We will endure these things because of the great salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, we desire for, we earnestly haste for that to come. And to see the Lord's vengeance upon sin and iniquity that is against Him. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.